Shout out to Pastor Vlad. So this installment, basically, I took it all from Pastor Vlad. So he was talking about fasting. I get so much interested in fasting, so much interested in fasting. So sometimes, you know, as kids, you used to be like fasting, you know, you just fast up to 12 p.m. and it'll be something that you don't understand. So as you grow up, you have to have this habit of, okay, what am I doing and is it benefiting me? We're grown-ups. And I was just listening to Pastor Vlad and how he explained fasting, which made me change my perspective totally. I had some kind of perspective of fasting. Yes, it makes me grow. But deep down, you know, sometimes you don't know what it really makes you do. But you have to develop a habit of fasting. Fasting has to be natural as giving and praying or reading the Bible. It has to be a lifestyle. It unlocks the blessings of God in a very unprecedented way. It really helps your body. Okay, you know some artists out there, ungodly artists actually, they fast, but their fasting is to detoxify you know, fats or unwanted things in the body. That's another physical way of fasting. But as spiritual people, as Christians, we fast to detoxify everything that is not godly in us. So it's a discipline when you fast. Fasting is not only for food. You can fast TV, fast social media, you know, you can fast all these things because fasting has doors that opens. So when you choose to fast food, there's a door that fasting food opens. When you choose to fast social media, there's a door that fasting out of social media helps you. So it says in Isaiah 58 verse 6, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to break the bonds of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke?" So, I'm a spiritual person. Why? Because you have to submit yourself to God when you choose to be a spiritual person. A spiritual person is someone who has their soul under control, who lets the spirit lead their soul. What does that mean? My God is now God over my emotions. Let's say I got hurt. I don't now work with my feelings. Yes, I wanna shout, I wanna grab, you know, but when you're a spiritual person, you now let God take control of what's happening. So the soul is sanctified through fasting. Starving is involuntary, which means you have no choice. Like, you know, those street people, they have no choice, but fasting is a choice. So when you decide to fast, you're now submitted to God. And first, before you fast, you tell God, you know, God, I'm fasting. Can I have strength? Can I have the peace that exceeds all understanding? So there are four doors that fasting open. The first one is to break the calamities of life. You know, when you fast, you're inviting the Holy Spirit. You're saying, Holy Spirit, you know what? Come into my life and change whatever you want to change. Change me if that's what you want to do. Change my situation. It's not praying for a situation to change. People have this misconception that I'm fasting for my job, I'm fasting for my education. No. Fasting helps you. It first breaks you to break the situation. If that's how it is, yeah. It breaks you. The Holy Spirit intercedes for you, not the situation, but it would definitely now overcome the situation. So the biblical fasting definition of fasting is humility. If you humble yourself before God, God gives you grace, and grace is unmerited favor. That's when you want to humble yourself. You know, there are a lot of verses in the Bible says God blesses the humble. The biblical, now you now know, the biblical definition of fasting is humility. So if you want to humble yourself, fast, and God gives you grace if you humble yourself. Grace is unmerited favor. You see doors opening that, you know, were never gonna open. That's how it is. And the grace is given to people who are humble, not who need it. So the other thing, second point, is it renews your connection with God. Sometimes we may feel spiritual warfare overcoming us or coming to us so hard. We don't feel like reading the Bible, don't feel like praying. If you're in that situation, just automatically start fasting. Get into your word, pray, and fast. It renews and revives and, you know, refines your relationship with God. You know, your passion for and hunger for God awakens. Like, when you feel you're withdrawn from Jesus, it awakens, and embrace a lifestyle of fasting.
The other third point is it unlocks our calling with God. We were created for a purpose on earth. Sometimes you don't know what to do. Sometimes you'd be like, okay, I'm preaching the gospel. When you start preaching the gospel, you start knowing, what am I here on earth for? And I feel like, you know, when you fast, I don't feel like, actually, when you fast, it unlocks the calling of God to you. When Jesus fasted, he fasted for a purpose. You know, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and his purpose was there to die for our sins. It was revealed, and he got strong in the faith of knowing that, okay, God assigned me to die for his people, and that's what he did. You know, that's why he fasted for, and his ministry was anointed. And your purpose must motivate you to seek God. You have to work for God, work so hard for God. That's how it should be. You know, some people become, you know, reluctant to God when they have everything. But when they have nothing, they crumble to God like God should be gone to when they have nothing. When you have everything, fast pray and seek God's face. When you have nothing, fast pray and seek God's face. Learn how to be passionate when you're comfortable with everything and when you're not comfortable in everything. We also fast to conquer the devil. We have to resist the devil. As I said in Isaiah 58 verse 6, that to break the bonds of wickedness. We fast to break those bonds of wickedness. To you know, undo heavy burdens and to break every yoke. These are the things that you should do when you're fasting. To have power and dominion and victory through Christ. That's how we, you know, resist the devil fasting. Because, and we pray and fast. And I mean, read the word when you're fasting, so that you don't slack in the kingdom of God. So yeah, this is my installment, and I hope you enjoyed and learned. Catch you in the other podcast. Yeah.